USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is continuing to debate the sweeping COVID-19 relief bill today. Democrats clearing a procedural hurdle on Thursday to get it there, and it barely passed with Vice President Harris breaking the tie vote. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is no fan of the bill.
I will be a no vote on this. When you have a bill that only 9% is there for COVID relief, the rest is going to arts, humanities, transportation, bailouts for the big blue state.
The Biden administration is sending a White House official to border facilities that house illegal immigrant children, saying that they can open back up to pre-coronavirus levels. An HHS member citing extraordinary circumstances because of the influx of unaccompanied minors across the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Employers adding 379,000 jobs in February, the unemployment rate edging down to 6.2%. Economists had predicted only 200,000 jobs would be added in February. President Joe Biden downplaying the good economic news.
Today's job report shows that the American Rescue Plan is urgently needed in our view. Our economy still has 9.5 million fewer jobs than it had this time last year.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is backing a bill to prohibit social media companies from censoring Texas. He says the nation was built on the freedom of speech.
Big tech's efforts to silence conservative viewpoints is un-American, un-Texan, and pretty soon it's going to be against the law.
The legislation addresses what happens when social media sites like Twitter and Facebook ban individuals for violating their terms of service. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan, a Democrat and early supporter of President Joe Biden, declined an initial allocation of over 6,200 newly authorized Johnson & Johnson vaccine doses. The mayor explaining why he declined the doses.
Johnson & Johnson is a very good vaccine. Moderna and Pfizer are the best. And I am going to do everything I can to make sure the residents of the city of Detroit get the best. And so, as you know, I went to the White House, got a commitment for 15,000 a week of Moderna and Pfizer. We've been enlarging it, and this week we've got 29,000 Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, 17,000 first doses, 12,000 second doses. Those Moderna Pfizer vaccines will cover every single Detroiter looking for a shot. Next week, I expect us to have between 25 and 30,000 more Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. And again, I believe we will have a Moderna and Pfizer vaccine for every Detroiter who wants one.
That was on Thursday. Friday, during a White House coronavirus briefing, White House senior advisor on COVID-19, Andy Slavitt, says that now Dugan is very eager for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Dugan himself issuing a statement expressing full confidence in the vaccine and announcing his city will be opening a vaccination site offering the J&J vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.